This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday said that Russia's war in Ukraine amounted to a genocide, accusing President Vladimir Putin of trying to, quote, wipe out the idea of even being a Ukrainian.
Your family budget, your ability to fill up your tank, none of it should hinge on whether a dictator declares war and commits genocide a half a world away.
Speaking in the U.S. Midwestern state of Iowa shortly before boarding Air Force One to return to Washington, Biden said he meant it when he said at an earlier event that Putin was carrying out a genocide against Ukraine. He told reporters, quote, it's become clearer and clearer that Putin is just trying to wipe out the idea of even being a Ukrainian. Biden added that it would be up to lawyers to decide if Russia's conduct met the international standard for genocide, but said, quote, it sure seems that way to me. Biden has previously said he did not believe Russia's actions amounted to genocide, just that they constituted war crimes. Ukraine says it's investigating a claim that a poisonous substance was dropped on the besieged city of Mariupol. Its deputy defense minister said Tuesday it was possible that phosphorus munitions have been used. It's something that can cause horrendous burns but are not classed as chemical weapons. Now the question is how to establish truth amid the fog of war that has descended over a city still under attack from Russian forces. The Global Chemicals Weapons Watchdog said Tuesday it is, quote, concerned by the recent unconfirmed report of chemical weapons in Mariupol and closely monitoring the situation, but experts say it's much too dangerous to send an investigation team into Mariupol. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A massive manhunt is still underway Tuesday in New York for a man who shot 10 people on a packed subway train, donning a gas mask before setting off two smoke bombs and opening fire on terrified commuters. Police said the incident in Brooklyn was not being investigated as an act of terrorism. With no indication of a motive at this stage, none of the injuries are considered life-threatening. New York Police Department Commissioner Kashant Sewell told a press conference the suspected gunmen put on a gas mask just as the train was arriving at a station.
We are truly fortunate that this was not significantly worse than it is. As we reported this afternoon, a man who was traveling on a Manhattan-bound N train opened two canisters that dispensed smoke throughout the subway car. He then shot multiple passengers as the train pulled into the 36th Street station in Sunset Park. 10 people were injured by gunfire, and an additional 13 were either injured as they rushed to get out of the train station or they suffered smoke inhalation.
Sewell said they had identified a person of interest and described him as a dark-skinned male wearing a neon orange vest and a gray hooded sweatshirt. They did not have anyone in custody, she added. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari vowed on Tuesday there would be no mercy for those behind the killings of more than 100 people in a series of attacks in central Nigeria. Gunmen raided and ransacked a group of villages there, local sources said, in one of the worst attacks this year, blamed on heavily armed criminal gangs. Condemning what he called heinous killings, Buhari promised that the perpetrators would receive, quote, no mercy. Sunday's attacks and a high-profile kidnapping raid on a train in neighboring Kaduna State have highlighted intensifying insecurity in northwest and central regions of Africa's most populous nation. On Sunday, gunmen attacked more than four villages, leaving more than 100 people dead, with scores of homes destroyed, two local community leaders and the commander of a local vigilante force said on Tuesday. Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday said that Russia's war in Ukraine amounted to a genocide, accusing President Vladimir Putin of trying to, quote, wipe out the idea of even being a Ukrainian. Later, he backed that up, saying he meant it. He told reporters, quote, it's becoming clearer and clearer that Putin is just trying to wipe out the idea of being a Ukrainian, adding that it'd be up to lawyers to decide if Russia's conduct met the international standard for genocide, but said, quote, it sure seems that way to me. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.